Tesla lawsuit update. New evidence reveals executive awareness of autopilot risks. Trellis Law Blog for March 13th, 2024. Written by Amanda Leonard. In April, Tesla will be back in court over allegations that the company's autopilot driver assist software is defective and led to a fatal 2018 car accident that took the life of a former Apple employee in California. New evidence has come to light showing that Tesla's president and Elon Musk were aware that Tesla's driver-assisted software could lead drivers to paying less attention to the road while using the autopilot system, which could lead to car accidents precipitated by driver distraction. Let's get into the details. For the past few years, Tesla has been embroiled in lawsuits over its autopilot driver assistant feature and allegations that the autopilot leads to driver distraction and fatal car accidents. One of the most renowned Tesla lawsuits centers around the death of Walter Huang, a former Apple software engineer who died in March 2018 after his Model X veered off US Highway 101 in Northern California and crashed into a concrete barrier. In April 2019, Walter Huang's wife filed a wrongful death lawsuit against Tesla, alleging that its autopilot software was defective and caused the fatal car crash. Lawyers for Huang's estate argued in the complaint that, quote, Tesla's autopilot feature was defective and caused Huang's death. The navigation system of Huang's Tesla misread the lane lines on the roadway, failed to detect the concrete median, and failed to engage the auto's braking system, and instead accelerated the car into a median, end quote. The trial will begin on April 8th in California Superior Court, County of Santa Clara, and will be presided over by Judge Sunil R. Kulkarni. What's in the complaint? The complaint contains six causes of action, including negligence, wrongful death, strict liability, negligence post-sale, dangerous condition on public property, failure to discharge mandatory duty, and survival action. The plaintiffs seek special and general damages, and one of the plaintiffs' lawyers stated, quote, we want to ensure the technology behind semi-autonomous cars is safe before they are released on the roads, and its risks are not withheld or misrepresented to the public, end quote. The lawsuit includes the State of California Department of Transportation as one of the defendants, alleging that, quote, Huang's vehicle impacted a concrete highway median that was missing its crash attenuator guard, as Caltrans failed to replace the guard after an earlier crash there, end quote. What's the new evidence in this latest Tesla lawsuit? Previously unreported transcripts obtained by Reuters show that a deposition for this California wrongful death lawsuit cited an email exchange in which, quote, they asked a Tesla witness whether the company knew drivers would not watch the road when using its driver assistance system. In the email exchange between Tesla's president, John McNeil, and Tesla's automated driving chief, Sterling Anderson, CCing Elon Musk, the president wrote that Tesla's driver assistance software performed perfectly with the smoothness of a human driver. McNeil wrote in the email, quote, I got so comfortable under autopilot that I ended up blowing by exits because I was immersed in emails or calls. I know, not a recommended use, end quote. Now, that exchange is being used by plaintiffs in the lawsuit as a new line of legal attack. They argue that the email signifies that Tesla executives knew drivers would become distracted while using the autopilot software, leading to dangerous driving conditions and car accidents. This lawsuit, quote, follows two previous California trials over autopilot that Tesla won by arguing the drivers involved had not heeded its instructions to maintain attention while using the system, end quote. Plaintiffs in this current lawsuit may be more successful in court than previous lawsuits because this time around, plaintiffs' lawyers, quote, have testimony from Tesla witnesses indicating that before the accident, the automaker never studied how quickly and effectively drivers could take control if autopilot accidentally steers towards an obstacle, end quote, and, quote, are raising questions about whether Tesla understood that drivers, like McNeil, its president, likely wouldn't or couldn't use the system as directed. and what steps the automaker took to protect them. According to legal experts familiar with the lawsuit, quote, the case could pose the stiffest test to date of Tesla's insistence that autopilot is safe if drivers do their part. If the plaintiffs are successful, it could lead to future wins by other victims of Tesla autopilot-related car accidents who decide to sue the autonomous vehicle company. Head to Trellis to stay up to date on this case, learn more about the presiding judge and the parties, and read the official court documents. Ready to improve your workflow with AI? Check out Trellis. Trellis is an AI-driven state trial court research and analytics platform. We make the fragmented U.S. state trial court system searchable through a single interface, offering comprehensive insights into judges, cases, and opposing counsel. Effortlessly track lawsuits across states and stay updated with ongoing litigation documents. Request a demo today and elevate your legal practice with our intuitive analytics and API.